Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. Dozens attended a public meeting to discuss the reopening of the Palisades nuclear power plant in Covert. History is in the works as Holtec International and the NRC work to reopen the power plant. If successful, it would be the first nuclear power plant to ever restart in the United States. Officials say that this plan would bring in more than $360 million into the region and create over 1,000 jobs. The city of Elkhart is investing around $1 million to improve rough rail crossings. Construction has already begun on the first railroad crossing on County Road 1, with five more crossings in line for reconstruction. It's the first step in a multi-phase plan by the city and Patriot Rail to upgrade and improve rail transit. The railroad crossing on County Road 1 is set to reopen on Monday. Crews will continue east to work on the other crossings, and each is estimated to take 1 to 2 weeks for reconstruction. One of Elkhart's newest projects is a neighborhood hub. Partnered with Goodwill Industries and Heart City Health, the hub aims to bring healthcare and job training to a densely populated area. The hub is going in the old Sears store at Woodland Crossing on Elkhart's south side. The hub will have several services available to the community, including social services, job training, and healthcare. History was made at the South Bend Fire Department yesterday. The department appointed its first female captain. Firefighter Erin Tibbs was promoted to captain at the Board of Public Safety meeting. Tibbs said she's proud to continue bringing safety to this community while also being a beacon of hope for all women looking to achieve their dreams. Tibbs' first day as captain will be Monday. Her station has not yet been assigned. Speaker Mike Johnson and other House Republican leaders finally released their new $95 million aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan yesterday. Some Republicans are against the bill, but President Joe Biden urged the House to pass the package this week and asked the Senate to quickly follow so he can sign it into law to, quote, send a message to the world, unquote. There's talk that Congress could decide to fast-track its legislation to ban TikTok by attaching it to large security bills and spending packages like this foreign aid package. The South Bend Animal Resource Center isn't taking in any more animals until next month due to a parvo quarantine at the shelter. Officials say the shelter will not be accepting any dogs as strays or surrenders until at least May 1st to keep all animals safe and healthy. If you find a dog, the center says you can pull up to the shelter and leave it in the car, where an official will come out and scan it for a microchip to help find the owner. A veteran shooter is joining the Fighting Irish for Micah Shrewsbury's second season. Princeton guard Matt Alaco announced on social media that he'll join Notre Dame next season as a graduate transfer. Alaco, a two-year starter, averaged 12.7 points, 2.9 rebounds, and 3.3 assists for Princeton during his senior season. Arizona transfer Umar Ballo, the number one player in the transfer portal, committed to the Indiana Hoosiers on Tuesday. A 7-foot center from Mali, he's a two-time first-team All-Pac-12 selection and earned All-Defensive Team honors this past season. Cody Bellinger hit a go-ahead solo homer in the sixth inning. Hayden Wesneski threw four innings of scoreless relief, and the Chicago Cubs beat Arizona 5-3. Gavin Sheets homered, Eric Fetty pitched scoreless ball into the sixth inning, and the struggling Chicago White Sox edged the Kansas City Royals 2-1 for a doubleheader split that ended a six-game slide. Kansas City won the first game 4-2 after Salvador Perez put the Royals ahead with a two-run homer in the eighth. Josh Smith's pinch-hit double in the top of the ninth drove home the winning run, and the Texas Rangers beat the error-prone Detroit Tigers 5-4. The South Bend Cubs continued their early season struggles as they lost to Beloit 19-4 yesterday afternoon. The two teams will play the first night game of the series tonight. First pitch is at 7:35 tonight. You can hear the game on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Kobe White scored a career-high 42 points, and the Chicago Bulls advanced in the play-in tournament, knocking out the Atlanta Hawks with a 131-116 victory. Chicago visits Miami on Friday for a shot at the number 8 seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs and a first-round matchup with Boston. The Heat lost 105-104 to Philadelphia on Wednesday. The Sixers clinch the 7 seed in the East and will face the East 2 seed, the New York Knicks.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies today. We'll see a slight chance of a shower this afternoon, but most of the rain will fall tonight. Today's high at 63. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujo.